Hey guys, welcome to episode 8.
He was very aggressive as a child.
I don't mean like that. Sorry, Mike. I don't mean to say you're aggressive.
Don't defend the dog, fuckers. All right, everybody, welcome to episode 22 of the After Hours Podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Cam Clark.
Andrew Reda.
Nate Barr.
Ryan Weberking.
All right, guys, we're going to kick off this week with some open sign news, as per usual.
That was such like a comic book news channel way of saying it. Like, we're going to kick this off with some crazy
fuck
shit.
You, I'm trying something new on the new format, ass.
This just in, all the horror shit you don't give a fuck.
It was kind of like smooth jazz radio.
So yeah, it was a comfortable way. All right, we're going to
start kick this off with some open sign
ladies and gentlemen
news.
On the night airwaves, this is.
This just in, open sign news.
NASH to with mouth, 96. 7.1.
Hello there, ladies and germs. My name is Nash to Mouth on Open Sign Radio. And we gonna do this little thing for you called Open Sign News.
I feel like I'm...
Yeah.
Now, Cam?
Yeah.
Can I call you Cam?
Yo, call me Cam.
Now we just did some... okay, I'm done with this shit.
Oh my god, I'm glad. I couldn't take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I could do that all
my
show.
My panties can only get so wet.
Nate's fucking drenched.
I've only got one bearskin rug. And I spilled Kool-Aid all over it last night, so... We're going to have to save it for later.
Oh my god!
I don't know why it was Kool-Aid. But.
That's fucked up, man. What are we talking about?
Well, we were going to talk about the stray shoot.
Yeah, we had a stray. Oh boy, that was a tough one. Yeah. It was a good one, but that was a tough one.
We were fighting nature there for a minute.
It felt like the old days.
Yeah, kind of.
When it's like, fuck you, Mother Nature, you fucking bitch! Like just standing out in the brisk cold with our fingers up, cold as shit, snowing hellfire,
snowing. Yeah. It was like raining ice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that. But like,
that's the worst snow.
This time it wasn't. It wasn't cold. It was just time because we started really late.
It was kind of cold.
Yeah,
it was a bit nippy.
After a while, it got kind of chilly.
For June, it was kind of chilly. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, why? Fuck you,
Ryan. Don't like that.
You know
cold.
What? It worked.
Yeah.
I dug it.
It was a good scene. We had a really good time. We did a double camera shoot. That's what really helped it, to be honest, is having those two cameras that kind of saved
our
ass.
You know
what
was really fun? Like, to get, like, it was cool because I finally got to act again.
Yeah.
And then, like, to get into character, I army crawled through a muddy cornfield. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know, I just thought I would share that.
That's cool.
And you know what, I still didn't get that muddy, like, Tom still had to throw more dirt at me.
Yeah.
You just, like, it's like you refuse to be filthy.
Yeah, the army clothes really, like, they just repel the mud and shit, so.
I was pretty on focus the whole day. I wasn't sure what was going to happen when we got out there, but, I mean, we kept going, and we finally got everything, and it was like, oh, thank God. Okay, let's go home. And so, like, I mean, I don't know. It was just, I hadn't had a shoot where we had to fight time so badly. It's been a long time since we've had to fight time.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. I'm sure that we're not the only people that experience that.
And we finished, like, just in time, too. Because, like, right with that last shot, it was just, like, dark like, 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
James was like, yeah, probably going to want to shoot me. Else.
No,
it's dark.
No, I'm done. We can go home now. I'm tired. But, I mean, it was actually a reshoot of a scene. Kind of. It was kind of a... It was like a finishing reshoot of a scene.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And the angles were... I was kind of like... I had thought about it, but I hadn't really thought about all the angles. I had been so focused on, like, the actual choreographing of the scene.
We weren't even quite sure where we were going to do it, and we just, like, ended up doing it by that.
Yeah, I thought we were going to go in the woods, but it was like... Oh, no, this is actually kind of cool. Like, it looks, it's pretty. It's one of the prettiest scenes in the movie, I think.
Yeah, it is pretty. It's a pretty nice scene.
Like, I'm
Yeah. We don't have a pond or anything like that in the whole thing.
So no, it's like the hey, spoilers, there's water.
There's water. There is a pond.
A single pond. Shit. With some shit in it. And probably some animals. Animals? Awesome.
Danimals?
Danimals, animals!
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yo, we got Danimals.
Those are the bomb, man. Yeah. Danimals.
Danimals, animals. Holy fuck! Oh my god, that sounds so cool. What else we got?
Like a bunch of phobia shit going
on. Yeah, our first monthly calendar came out.
Oh yeah.
Because we're fucking professional.
Are we all shirtless?
I looked at that earlier and I was like...
Mike, I know you're listening to this.
It's going
to
be fun.
Open sign calendars.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bathing suit calendars.
I want to be August.
Let me be September.
I'm doing Cam Clark in a fucking mantini.
Pin-up girl style.
Yeah, but it's all
calendars.
It's all the guys, though.
You got to get some hot rods and, like, get Tom sitting on his bike.
No, dude, no. We need our regular cars. We need my Subaru Outback Legacy.
I would just need to be sitting in front of our regular cars, just doing whatever.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking.
Oh, shit. Dude, that could be like a total fundraiser or something.
Oh, sell these things. Oh my god, Michael, are you hearing this?
Holy fuck, Michael.
That's genius.
Fuck that, I'm not in that calendar.
I'm going to be in that calendar.
I'll be in the calendar.
As long as they dress me up like a mermaid. I need a mermaid costume.
Oh my god.
A rock to be plastered on.
I want to
look pretty,
flowing red wig shirt.
With a flowing red wig and like seashell bra and man tits, and I'm just like, hey.
I want a collar and a bow tie and no shirt.
Your name is Harriel.
Harriel, yeah.
Y'all know what month it is?
It's April.
That's
oh my
god. Name.
I bet money. Oh, I bet Jesus. There's a bunch of people that would buy that dumbass calendar.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Like.
We would get 12 orders, and they would be all of us and our parents.
Yeah. Let's just make 12. Just
do a test production.
Oh my god.
Just
Cam, right. Your fucking dad calls you up. So,
got this calendar.
You're a fucking mermaid.
Really?
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 April.
That's how
really?
I raised you.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad, Tim Clark.
Tim.
He's probably Tim. Currently working right now.
Working mad!
What the fuck?
God, dumbasses. So yeah, this monthly calendar. That is pretty cool, because it shows like all the out... Has anyone else but me seen it? I've
looked at it.
Yeah, it's briefly. Got like... Of course not.
There's
Nate.
Lots
the,
of shit.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of phobias, and we're doing maid guys in two weeks. Holy
it's
kid.
It's creeping up pretty quick.
I'm kind of nervous. How are you? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I was, but now I'm kind of just a little more excited for it now.
Yeah,
kind of get into it and get going. Yeah, like I mean, I was a little bit at first, and then after the read through and you know everything that's been going on, I'm just kind of like, oh, I got this.
You know, like after the read through and everything, after the read through, I was really happy with it.
That's when it started to feel really real.
And like when we're gonna when we read through it, when we finally do the whole thing and it's seen put together. I think after my dad sees this, he's either gonna be really happy because of how funny it is, or really disappointed. Like, really disappointed.
So after this is done, you know you're getting a phone call.
That's either like that.
It's like a 50-50.
Yeah, like fucking coin flip.
My family is gonna think.
I don't know, but that makes me nervous.
I haven't thought about it.
Like, I don't know if anyone's seen the tease or anything, any of the teaser pictures we've been posting at all, but,
my family knows nothing of this.
One of, that might be a good idea. One of them is a list of things that we need, and this won't give anything away, and on that list, in writing, Christian Nash is writing, I believe.
Because you fucking made me write it.
Is Big Black Dildo. So that's a good sign of what the hell this is going to be.
He made me put that on Facebook and Instagram, and people were asking me what the fuck was up with the dildo.
No shit.
And I'm just like, I can't tell you, but I swear, it's not for butt stuff. stuff.
It's not for butt stuff.
It's not for butt stuff.
It's just for oral practice.
That's
Grapefruit woman.
Jesus Christ. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
We probably have some new shit to report next week.
Well, of course. It's a whole new week.
Well, yeah.
So I got some crazy shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah? What that?
What's that, Cam?
Holy shit, that was awesome. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Go on.
All right, so...
I'm intrigued.
As I was scrolling for porn the other night...
That's what you're doing.
No, let's let him sit in that shame for a minute.
So as I was scrolling on the internet...
What kind of porn?
I'm getting there. I find a link to some kind of weird, some kind of like game news page. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? So I click on it.
Why are you clicking links on a porn page?
I know. That's it. After I did it, I was getting ready to close it out.
That's bad news, man.
Until it shows up with an article about a game called Summer Camp.
Uh-oh.
Summer Camp. Summer Camp is pretty much... a completely inspired slasher video game from Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. Do you guys remember that game we played a couple months ago?
No.
With Jason on that computer and we got our asses handed to it?
Oh, yeah. Don't recall.
Andrew, you're the one that got beat.
It was Friday the 13th.
I think you're making this up.
The Nintendo game.
I think that was Chuck Noly that was playing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That was Chuck
Noly. Do you guys remember when Chuck, me, and Nate were, and Ryan were playing... that
you got
one
me game. Fucked up, son.
When we were playing that game, it's basically the same idea, except you can either play the killer and kill all these teenagers.
Like I mean,
like Left 4 Dead style?
Like,
all I ever want.
Yes, but like you can creep up on them and do it. Like there was a cutaway of somebody who were obviously boinking uglies, and they had a giant oar sticking through them.
Ah.
Both.
Sexy.
Yeah, and they were all dead and shit. And, like, there's one where there's a teenager desperately running away and crying like a little bitch.
Was he a little... Was it like, were you like, come on. I mean,
yeah, I was like,
you're
hey,
embarrassing yourself
hey,
and your family.
Come on, hey, kid. Hey. What are you doing?
Relax, what's slugger. Going?
Listen, yeah. buddy.
Listen, pal.
You
hey,
knew...
Hey, champ.
You knew you were nothing special when you were born. You knew you felt like an extra in real life. All the time.
It was like... He was the most generic-looking 80s white kid I've ever seen, too. It was like...
So you wanted him to die.
Yeah, it's like... I'm just like, dude, you're not gonna make it. Like, you're a generic 80s white kid. It's not
generic 80s white kid number three.
Yeah.
You're not fucking living.
You don't even have a fucking cast name. You're just like generic white 80s kid number three.
And, but you're black, so it's good.
So, like... I think, like, I watched the trailer for it, and I'm like, holy shit, this looks awesome. Because the trailer...
showed me the trailer for it, yeah.
Looks like an old VHS preview.
Nice.
Yeah, like, it looks so cool. Like, it barely shows any gameplay, if any at all. It just shows, like, some of these images and, like, and describes the game
and what is this, like, what... Is this going to be for a PC or...
I think it's going to be for PC. It's going to be out on the consoles. It's something that, like, it's being developed by Tom Savini is one of the people that was on board for it.
Nice.
And Kane Hodder as well did the... I think he did the motion capture for the killer.
No shit.
Which is holy fuck.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, and then the other three designers are just these three generic...
What's it called? Movie. Summer Camp?
Yeah.
I have to check it out.
I will play it in the dark.
Hell yeah.
I wanted... You know what? I've kind of been really wanting to take it back to Camp Crystal Lake. You know what I mean?
Christian, you said it.
Wanted to try and win with Mark.
Also, possibly a 13th take it home. Game.
But, you know, maybe that would be a good substitute.
If we get, if this game comes out on a console and we get to play it for the Let's Slay... I don't really give a shit what any of the characters' names are. They're all getting changed.
Mark has to be the best.
Mark has to be the one that we believe is going to make it. Like, hey, Mark, here's looking at you, buddy. Well,
if you could play as the killer, Mark's not going to make it.
That's true.
It's not going to murder the fuck out of
him. No, that's it. That's it, though.
The game it's Mark was awesome. The final boss.
It's multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's multiplayer. Cool. So, like, the three or four of us could all be the teenagers.
Wait, what is this? Is this going to be on and, consoles?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if it was on Wii U.
And Nate could be the killer and we have to run from Nate. That would be awesome if we had to run from Nate the killer.
See, that's
getting stalked by Nate the Killer.
I think that's Nate's rap name.
Nate the Killer.
Awesome. No, dude, it's as real as it gets.
Say that again. With the quickness.
As real as it gets. It's a long story. College was a weird time for me.
I know that story.
That's yeah, I actually story. Do know that story as well.
We'll tell you guys after the podcast.
Well, you know that's what's weird is that I've heard that they are developing an actual Friday the 13th game though.
Yeah, and I think that they're like actually going to either they're going to base those off the movies or like something like that. This game is more like inspired. I think the game you're talking about is going to be called Camp Crystal Lake. Actually, because I remember hearing something about that too.
Something like that. I can't really remember.
But like summer camp, like
it's cool. Finally, some like I've been waiting for like a good slasher game.
Yeah. I want to fucking play it. Like,
be so cool to play.
I think that like with all the stuff that they're doing with technology now, like we can really bring out some of the cool aspects that we liked about those old slash movies
and video
games. I think it's got potential to be cool as long as they don't fuck it up.
Especially with, like, Oculus Rift being a reality version.
Can you imagine playing a Friday fucking Nightmare on Elm Street video game?
There is some crazy Oculus Rift dream and Nightmare or some shit.
Yeah, and then, like, you actually wake up and you shit your pants just like you did in the game when you poop your pants in a dream.
For real.
You know, this has nothing to do with horror, but speaking of Oculus Rift, I once saw someone had recreated that bus scene from My Neighbor Totoro by Miyazaki, one of the greatest anime children's films of all time, where you got to stand there next to Totoro, and it was so realistic, and I shat my pants with joy. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I just felt happy for a moment.
Oh, did you just talk about happiness for a second?
Yeah.
And I missed
Weird.
It?
Weird.
Damn.
But yeah, Oculus Rift, there's some pretty fucking cool games on Oculus Rift, like a fucking, I forget what it's called, but there's like a maze labyrinth game where you have all these locked doors and all these
creepy. I've seen that one.
Yeah. And it actually, like, the camera is stable with your vision. Like there's a gyroscopic feature in the headset. So you can like, it moves, your perspective changes with your actual perspective, so it just adds that extra level of like immersion, you know. But it's super like check out some YouTube videos.
I think Markiplier played that.
I'm pretty sure Markiplier did play it. It's pretty fucking cool.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
I think that's the direction, you know, for horror games is total immersion.
Because like, that was the putting you right in there.
That's basically the problem with video games. Like, you know, the Saw video game. You guys remember that piece of shit, right?
Yeah. I didn't play it.
Yeah, well,
it's I don't know if it existed.
The whole
it sucked.
Aspect of it was like, you gotta hurt yourself to survive. So. But it's a video game. So how are you gonna be scared? And how is it gonna be a horror game in any kind of way? How is it gonna be Saw? Of course, you'll just make whatever decisions you need. You don't have to live with those decisions. You know what I mean? To chop off your foot. Your eyeball.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I don't think I've ever heard you so passionate about something
well,
like this. Like, you just... I've... Wow.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Oculus Rift is just pretty cool. The augmented reality, I think, is pretty cool. Just that's kind of the way... I think that's kind of like the way the future is going as far as technology goes and...
Man, I've been waiting for that shit since I was 8 years old.
Hell yeah. That's like, that is the new VR. You know, VR was cool, but
it's got to be AR now. Episode of Batman Beyond, where the girl gets addicted to virtual reality, I was like, that's what I need to do. That's the life I want.
You just get addicted to virtual reality.
Just live in there forever.
That's holy scary. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't let you do that, bud.
We're going to lose the bar.
We're going to have to suppress that technology then.
Breaking the bar.
Setting the bar down.
Yeah.
Walking away from the
Nate becomes the lawnmower man. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So what was that? What was the thing you were telling me about earlier, Ryan? The AMC thing.
Yeah. According from Variety.com, AMC Network has begun beta test on an all horror like network streaming channel, basically called Shudder, and it sounds pretty much like it's Netflix, but you know, all horror.
That's awesome.
Mm. That's kind of fucking crazy.
Reminds me of when like FearNet came out on video on demand. Yeah. You guys remember that?
I remember FearNet.
Yeah.
AOAMC, we do horror shit.
And it says please. Here.
That would be dope.
Senpai?
It says here you get the first like 2 months free, and then it's a charge of like $4.99 a month.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, Batman.
It says over 200 movies, including titles like the Korean horror movie A Tale of Two Sisters, cult classics like Nosferatu, Swedish cult vampire movie Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I know that one.
Is Let the Right One In classified as a classic?
It looks like a, you know, a bunch of
no
really obscure stuff, hard to find. Jesus. You know, probably a lot of foreign films in there as well. Probably a lot of classics, like a bunch of 80s stuff. And
dude, is it going to be like R-rated? Like all that, like full gold?
How much NR is there? Yeah. That will determine
Do you guys remember the movie I told you about?
How much NR?
Yeah.
Which
if there's
one?
Not an actual rating, no dice. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you can also find this link to this AMC thing that I'm talking about right now on Horror Hive, where the blood runs like honey.
Yeah. I like that plug. Check out our Facebook page. We posted an article from someone.
Yeah, just go Facebook.
There's one about summer camp, too.
Horror Hive. It's all one word. There's also this really cool fucking thing I need to talk about. It should also be on Horror Hive, because I posted it. Oh, these awesome Happy Meal things.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
are these real?
They're like little Happy Meal boxes. And there's one here, it's like Jaws.
That's fucking dope. Cool.
Basically, the, you know, like the cover of like the old VHS basically is on the outside of the Happy Meal box. And it's got a little ship. It's not a ship, it's a fucking boat. With like, I don't know, I can't tell which character that is, but basically, you get a Happy Meal box and a toy.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's Aliens, there's Night of Living Dead,
Exorcist,
there's The Shining,
Resident
Evil.
Are these actually things you can buy?
I think so.
Holy fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's just shit tons of them. Walking Dead, Psycho.
Halloween?
Halloween. Does it come with chicken
nuggets? I don't think it comes with food.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I know, right? Yeah, but it looks like,
that's cool.
If I don't get some shitty styrofoam chicken,
I'm a poltergeist,
and I'm not into poltergeist with the little clown doll.
We need to get that for Cam.
All right, you guys aren't
Evil Dead.
That one's dope looking, the Evil Dead one.
Hellraiser. Demons, even. Damn.
Scream? Look.
So, on this, you said this channel, this Shudder channel, streams a lot of foreign horror on there?
It seemed that way, yeah.
Wonder if it's going to have a Serbian film on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
You know, don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Are you bringing it back to zombie ass?
I'm bringing it back to zombie ass. Toilet of the Undead.
Was that from the first episode?
That is from the first episode.
Holy fuck.
That is a fucking...
I wish had died.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't. Andrew, have you ever heard of this movie?
What is this?
This is Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Undead.
Oh, Zombie I have. Ass. Actually, sounds pretty vaguely familiar.
Yeah?
I'm pretty sure I just remember listening to the podcast, so...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, yeah, it's in like my Spank folder on my computer.
It's in my Spank folder.
Dude... The most I can, I mean, I've talked about it before, but most I can say is there's like a lot of, there's worm butt penises, and there's a lot of tits.
There's dick butts?
There's a lot of farting. There is dick butts. There's shitload of farting. Farting is like one of the most important things of this whole thing is farting. Like, I don't understand why it's so important, but it is.
Didn't we watch this movie?
No, we didn't, because they took it off Netflix. Those bastards.
Oh, I wonder why.
Because they suck. It's a good movie.
How long was that on there? Like 2 weeks? Jesus.
Probably.
They're like, ooh, we actually can't have this on there.
My little boy Johnny was watching this!
God damn it.
I walked into it on him spanking it! That's my impression of a woman from a Midwestern, like, Idaho type mom.
That's pretty close.
Okay. Like Stepford
Wives. So I might be a little late on the jump on this, but did y'all hear that fucking there's about to be a Scream TV series?
Oh yeah, heard
so. I didn't hear about that.
And it's on MTV.
MTV.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, I don't like to do this because people can't see it, but I mean, I'm looking on Bloody Disgusting right now, but look at the fucking picture of the new mask. They fucked it up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, I seen it. I believe
look at that bullshit.
I saw what
that
even is
that, right?
It looks like a bad 1990s 3D render of a face.
Yeah. Like the Phantom of the Opera having an orgasm.
Yeah. It's like somebody just went into 3D Blender whatever.
I'm not a
Blender 3D Max for the first time.
I'm not a big Scream fan anyway. I really liked the first
The first movie was
real good.
I like it. It was the first one.
When it came out, I watched it like every day for like a week. But it just the nostalgia of it just kind of wore off really quick.
I don't think it's a bad movie. I like it.
It's definitely a good series. I mean, I did something right. I definitely respect it.
It
serves its purpose for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know if that one really needs. I mean, like, it seems like they're going to be doing television series of all these classic horror movies.
I've heard talks of a Friday the 13th series.
Yep, Friday the 13th. I heard Halloween possibly.
I heard Nightmare.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. Jesus, I mean, they're doing Ash versus the Evil Dead, Army of Darkness on fucking.
That's
Showtime.
A thing to do now, like TV series. Is just huge.
Which is big. Cool.
I watched the Bates Motel, and that was like not too bad for the first season, but the mom son incest tensions became a little too much.
See, I haven't watched that yet. I really want to watch that.
I'm like,
I've watched a lot of Hannibal, and that's
I would totally do Miss Bates. I would love to master Bates.
I can't say her last name.
So would Norman.
I would change my name to her last name. I'd be Master Bates.
Ha!
That's cool.
Masturbates no more. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to figure out if you can actually buy these Happy Meals or not, and it's not really telling me whether you can.
Well, I mean, like, I just think that I think they're going a little too far with the TV series.
It's just overload, man.
Even like Ash and the Evil Dead, I'm kind of on the fence with.
I think that's going to be good.
That's only because I'm really tense about it. Well, I'm really tense about TV shows based off movies I really like.
But it's actually Bruce Campbell.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, even, like, okay, I had my doubts with the From Dusk Till Dawn TV show.
I haven't seen that. Is it good?
It's on Netflix. It's fucking awesome.
Awesome. Okay.
I was really stressing about it. I was, yeah, because I'm just like, that's, like, one of my favorite movies.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no. I'm just...
Fez is in it?
Yeah, Fez is in it.
Holy there were a couple things about it that was kind of like... Get kind of lost towards the end a little bit, but
they I think I dug it
a little bit. Like
I kind
of
I watched a lot of that with you.
Yeah,
and I watched the end of the series with you, and I think I get it. Like it's some kind of I'm not gonna spoil anything, but they go more in depth into the the movie. Has a shitload of like action and dialogue. It's like the way I look at the movie. It's like half Quentin Tarantino, half Robert Rodriguez. Like split right down the goddamn middle. And the TV show doesn't do a split, but does a mix and an advancement. You learn more about the Gecko brothers, and they go into more depth into the more.
The creatures are more, they go and into, you go basically into their world.
Yeah.
A little more.
Hmm.
Like you.
Like Underworld style?
Kinda. It's, and then right at the end, like, is when it's really weird, but that's where they deter from the movie.
Yeah.
There's like a key point in the film that they change.
Oh.
And that's like what I, that's what sets the difference between the two.
But
I'm interested in what they're doing with that. You know what I mean?
I love, I'm not going to spoil it, but I loved who played Sex Machine.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
Sex Machine.
Sex Machine.
God damn.
Watch it.
Sex Machine's like my favorite character. Yeah. He's the coolest. He with is his coolest. Fucking dick and revolver. The that dick shit gun, kicks ass.
He actually shoots the dick
gun. Yeah.
He utilizes it. That's the thing. It's not just for show.
No, it's just, oh my God. It's a great show. And I, so like, that's why I'm not totally against, like, the Evil Dead one, but I'm still, I still had that caution that I had with From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah,
because Evil Dead was a fucking
We're getting into more TV shows, so quality you could just imagine is a little more apt to be less than desirable for your favorite show. So now it's just kind of like, well, better hold on to whatever shows or whatever you know IPs are your favorite.
I mean,
just brace yourself. Shows are going to happen to your favorite horror movie. I mean,
they're bringing, Twin Peaks back?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
I never saw it. It's one of these things where it's like, oh, it's happening.
And they're bringing.
It's not happening. Oh, now it's happening again.
But now it's actually happening.
It's a lot like the fucking It movie.
But then, like.
Yeah.
And they're bringing the X-Files back. Did you see that?
Yeah. And it's the same way.
That is. That. I'm not mentally prepared for something like that. I didn't think there's just some shit that needs to be like, okay,
and you know, like,
just let it go for a little while.
Series work better. It keeps people interested. Like they want to see what's going to happen in the next episode and blah, blah, blah. And it's easier to draw stuff out and just movies are getting fucking boring.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You have to. So, all right. I've got an hour and a half to tell me this story.
I mean, it kind of sucks to say, but...
I totally feel you. Movies are getting boring as shit.
The way I see it, movies are getting boring because they keep just pumping out, like a fucking factory, the same old shit, just remake after remake.
Yeah,
That's because they know people are going to pay to see it.
They're going to do the same thing with these television series. They're just pumping them out. Like we said, there's like a dozen... different movies to television series that are coming out right now.
Because nobody has original ideas.
See, but that's the thing. I think we're on the cusp of getting originality back.
I think because because it's like...
People are sick of this shit.
The repeats are starting to become... So, are starting to become such a prominent trend that it's become noticed in, like, the past decade. Everyone started to notice remakes. Because they've been doing it for about a decade. Like, from 2004 or 5 and then up.
And now they're pumping out sequels, like fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. Like, god damn it.
And it makes you wonder, like, what kind of original productions
get
left in the dust?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Because, like, I think that the way that I look at it is that, they're pumping all this shit out, and eventually the public is going to get so sick of it. That
they're going to stop going to the theater.
That they're going to stop, and then they're going to be looking for new ideas. They're going to be looking for people like us. Independent is about to make a huge comeback
movies
again.
And the independent films are getting noticed
independent,
a lot more. Look
just
at,
independent
look at
content all across the board.
Independent films, since it's like start back in like the 1970s, 1960s, has usually will be on like a cusp rise for like a decade, and then it'll
look
go under for 20 years, and then it'll come back. It started in like the 70s, and it was gone for
Night of Living Dead, for example. That was like a dirt cheap film, you know, a movie or whatever.
Yeah, and then like so in the like 60s and 70s,
but it was huge.
Okay, and then it went back down again, and like from 1970 to 1990. There was like a huge influx of just like Hollywood blockbusters. Howard the fucking Duck, fucking all the others, like hardcore 80s action movies, Die Hard, shit like that. And then fucking 90s come in, and that's when independence starts to have a bit more of a rise again. And that goes on for about a decade. Because like the 90s, let's face it, that was the big art decade of the human race.
Yeah, dude. 80s and 90s, like you think how many like iconic
people
there were
yeah.
in those times compared to now? Who's iconic right now? Not because of, you know, obviously Jennifer our Lawrence opinion, but Kim Kardashian, you know what I mean? Those would be seen as the icons of our time, and that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, and then,
because,
like,
the 80s had, like, no Eddie point, Murphy and shit, and, you know, Jackie Chan, and fucking, like, just a whole bunch of iconic figures, you know, Chris Farley.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Schwarzenegger. Like, Tom Cruise, you know? Yeah. Independence Day. Shit like that, like, had so many iconic, you know, people, but our decade right now, I guess this decade, past decade, since 2010, there's just been shit.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. I heard about another remake that I'm not happy about.
What?
Hollywood, please do not do this. Pull the fucking plug right now on Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, I know! I know!
You know what the biggest kick in the nuts of that is? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's not even really him.
They just shouldn't do it.
I don't hate The Rock.
Hate him either, but what's not the right role.
Explain
not
for me that. The audience what's going on with Dwayne.
The whole
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is playing
Kurt Russell's part
in Jack Big Burton. Trouble in Little China. And
is this his idea, or was he just cast?
I don't know whose idea it is. I just heard about it.
Because
it
was cast. Blade the Rock.
No, it's not. It's most likely the casting director's fault. Dumbass. But like,
still.
Jeez. To be fair, what other action star is there these days?
Yeah,
what?
We don't have any action
To be fair,
stars.
What other action star is there these days?
I would have been a lot
The Rock, that's it,
with.
Really.
The Rock is like the most action star that we have.
He is one of the icons.
It's either him or Vin Diesel. Which one do you want?
Yeah, Vin Diesel. But Vin Diesel's like a pudgy Jason. Rock.
Yeah, he's getting
pudgy. He's like a boulder.
Or we could do Mark Wahlberg again.
No, I don't want to see
Mark Wahlberg.
I want to see Mark
Wahlberg. Those are the three choices you got, right?
Yeah. I could see Mark Wahlberg more.
My whole point is that we're in 2015. We are reaching the 20-year mark to where we've been 20 years in the 2000s. We're reaching the point where independence is going to hit a new decade,
especially with the internet and you know just how much independent content there's being made right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
It's so easy to get not really technically easy to get into, but you know it's so easy to get stuff out there into the world and other people to watch, and appreciate.
The old way,
if
you're looking
content.
For something good, go out and just search around on YouTube or wherever, and stop by Whorehive. And you will see some original content.
What's
did
that?
You, did you guys all hear that that placement? Did everybody get that? Okay, good. That was well done, Ryan.
Another excellent.
Dude, I'm trying to push Whorehive, man.
You're doing a good job.
There's been a lot of activity on it lately. So
yeah, that's
really. Yeah.
People have been watching some of like the back phobias a little bit. Like, what was it? Laughing in the Dark caught up a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck.
I need to get.
I think we need a sequel to that
Midnight
one.
Midnight Madness needs to get pushed.
What?
I think we need a sequel to Laughing in the Dark.
I think that
spent so long making
I think
that.
You need
Cam,
to eat
they,
the
they
fattest
turn
part
Cam
of my
into
cock.
A clown.
Ha!
No! No!
He becomes
oh my God.
That which he hates.
I would rather get bit by a I'm just. No, I wouldn't. Nope. Nothing on this earth could make me want
to
do
Michael
that.
And Jeremy were almost about to fucking cut that audio
okay,
clip out.
You don't have
evidence.
To be a clown. She got to hold a snake for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
It's just a little garter snake.
I'd rather get fucked by a clown.
Wow.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't.
Good to know.
You don't have to. You don't have to hold a snake, but you have to get fucked
have
by
to
a clown.
That audio.
So
evidence.
Wait.
It's
so wait. Wait.
Some
wait.
Shit
wait.
That Sean would.
So my options here. My options here are: I either hold a snake for 10 minutes, or I get butt fucked by a clown for 10 minutes. Those are my options.
Pretty much.
Damn it.
Oh, I don't know.
Which one are you more afraid of, Cam? Clowns or snakes? Which one? You have to choose.
Shit.
And this is open to new clauses, so the clown might have brought Viagra. It might be more than 10 minutes.
Oh.
What kind of snake is it? Yes, this matters.
He's going to pull out, like, one condom, and it's going to come out with, like, an infinite sleeve.
Well, I guess it would have to be a coral snake. Because, you know, it's clown, colors.
You're going to get... Aren't those poisonous?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how poisonous?
No, Do the corn snake then, because it looks exactly like a coral snake, but it's not poisonous.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. What is it? Red touches black, you're okay, Jack. Red touches yellow, you're a dead fellow.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Lessons with Nate Barr.
If you're ever in the wilderness.
Nature with Nate.
You see a snake.
No, nature.
For real, though, if that does help you or aid you in your day-to-day life from here on out, please tweet us or email one of us and let us know.
Yeah, we have a fucking email address now.
Yeah, we all got emails. It's awesome.
Yeah. But if you want to email the podcast any questions, and I swear to God, you motherfuckers, if you jump in with dick pics, I'm going to punch you in the throat. This links to Cam, it links to me, and it links to Michael.
So if you want to show your dicks to all the bosses. Yeah,
if you want a 3-for-1 deal here, send your dick pics.
Oh my God.
I will forward them. I swear to God.
Michael will be
if you
so,
want.
Michael will be so upset, and I will laugh so fucking hard.
If you want all the bigwigs of Open Sign to see your dicks.
Please don't.
I'm not gonna edit that out.
What if, like,
it'd be, Jesus!
It'd be cool if a bunch of celebs, like, were fans of us.
Yeah. Like Kanye West just sent us a dick pic.
We get a dick pic from Will Smith.
From Nick Cannon.
From Nick Cannon!
He just, isn't that just a selfie, though?
He just sends a picture of his nutsack and calls it the
like
cannonball.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and like, hey, here's my dick.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Y'all wanna see my dick?
So what?
Well, yeah, he'd be doing, he would just introduce his dick. That's all he would be doing.
Hey guys, it's Matthew McConaughey. And oh, look, it's also his dick. Why did you introduce it like that?
What's the email address so that we may receive these pictures of penises? Sorry, Michael.
You're going to have to cut around this. Hold on.
We'll also put it in the description.
You know what?
Yeah, I'll link to it in the description, but I will also find it.
Like, I would be, it would be awesome if people would send us, like, super bad-esque drawings of big fucking dick pics that we could, like, showcase maybe even.
If you're a graphic artist and you want to design a dick
to send to us. If you want to send us a real dick pic, draw us a really nice dick pic.
If anybody draws a dick pic and sends it to us, I will hang it up in my future office.
We'll hang up all the dick pics.
Just get a fucking wall
of dick pics.
I am not committed to any of that.
And if you send us real ones, I don't know. I don't want to put those up.
If you are part of an alien race.
Yeah. If you have some kind of weird
send us your dick substitute.
If you have like reptilian dick, that'd be
dude, if you got reptilian
show us your cloaca.
I think I'd rather see
show us your cloaca.
Nature. But anyway, that email address is afterhours@opensignprods.com. Well, anyway, guys. That was a really awkward
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Again. And of course, there will also be the Twitter that you can post questions and comments to.
Send dick pics.
That one's actually going to be After Hours Pod. At After Hours Pod. I forgot how Twitter worked for a second. Fuck, that's unfortunate. Cause I'm
gonna both those in the description.
Yeah, we're going to link it. If screen names might need to change in case one of those is taken, we will update you as that goes.
Yes, we will.
But, alright, guys, for that clunky, messy outro.
It's already done, man.
Jesus,
fuck,
done. Yeah, it's there. Well, for After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash. Jesus, fuck.
Cam Clark.
Andrew Reda.
Nate Barr.
Ryan Weberking.
And I promise it won't be so painful next time. Good night, everybody.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.